Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by a whole group of people here. We're talking about the Home Living Expo. It's hosted by RE/MAX Gold here in Prairie du Chien. So I got Jenny Coleman with me, and Jenny, we're talking about this Home Living Expo, and we got some friends with us as well. We'll introduce as we go along, but talk about the Home Living Expo. This is year number two for you, correct?
Yep, this is the second year. We had it last year. Same spot, same idea, concept, so we're going to... We had a great turnout last year. It was amazing. So we're gonna do it again this year. It's going to be held on Thursday, August 14th from 4 to 7 down on the island. And it's held in conjunction with the Farmers Market and Concerts on the River. And then we have anything, all kinds of vendors showcasing their services, anything relating to home ownership and beyond. We've got some new vendors this year. A lot of the same ones returning. So going to have another great turnout.
Yeah, it should be a ton of fun. And this part of the interview, we're going to focus on the food part of things. So there's going to be food available for folks as well. And it all goes back to a great cause. So Tyler Kozelka is here from People's State Bank. And he's going to kind of tell us how the food stand idea got started.
Yeah, thanks, Cody. So last year when Jenny first came up with the concept of the Home Living Expo, she was sharing it to a group of individuals, and I had pulled her aside, I think, after the meeting and just said, hey, what's your plan for food? And I don't think at that time there were any concrete plans. And so I had thrown out the idea of, you know, give me a couple days. I wanted to try to run with a concept of being able to do something local that's going to give back to our local police, City of Prairie du Chien Police Canine Unit. Just knowing the folks over there, I thought it would be a great benefit for them. And so with that being said, I went to a good friend of mine who has a lot of experience in smoking meat and putting out great food. And that's where Ben Achenbach comes in.
Yeah. So Ben, take it away here as far as what you're going to be cooking up for the folks down there on the 14th.
Well, first I want to say thanks to Tyler and Jenny for roping me in. Always, always happy to help support the canine unit. We have about 150 pounds of perfectly seasoned, slow-cooked brisket available, served on top of corn elote, which is a creamy, refreshing Mexican street corn, and homemade mac and cheese, and of course, Wisconsin favorite, cheese curds. All served a la carte. People's State Bank and myself at the State Farm Office are donating all of the food, so 100% of the proceeds is going straight to the canine unit.
Yeah, and Tristan, you guys were a part of this last year as well, getting those proceeds. I believe $2,500, was that correct, for that? So what were some of the things that money helped you guys get at the canine unit?
Yeah, no, we're super thankful that you guys allowed us and chose us to be the people who received the funds. But we use it every year to do our certifications, so our dogs to even be able to be used on a day-to-day basis. We have to go get a certification, and every year there's a cost for that. It's not free to do that. The stay there, all of that, plus equipment throughout the year, any uncovered vet expenses. I mean, dogs are always hurting themselves, especially some of these high drive dogs. So any of the money goes towards them. So, you know, vehicle equipment, stuff like that mainly. So,
and then why people are down there, they can also, you guys will have raffle tickets on hand for purchase as well.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have some raffle tickets. Some of the raffle tickets are going to be what we'll sell down there, goes to our big event. Later on in the year, but I believe Tyler and those guys are also putting on a different type of event or raffle draw while we're down there as well, so people can get involved into there.
Yep, and I can elaborate a little bit more. We're really, really excited for a couple of these raffle drawings in addition to what we've done in the past. We've got two awesome donations that we're going to be doing deck raffles for. The first one, another good friend of ours and local resident is Noah White, and he was kind enough to donate an airplane ride for a couple hours for two individuals, which will include breakfast. So I thought that was something that's really, really neat and people can get excited for. Not many people get an opportunity to go up in a plane local and you know, explore the beautiful Driftless area. And then our other raffle is we also have another local individual close to the canine unit donated a weekend getaway at their riverfront cabin or one of the riverfront cabins just a few miles north of here. And so that will include a two-night stay Friday and Saturday night anytime in the next year. So we're really, really excited, especially as fall approaches or spring next year. for some lucky winner to take advantage of a whole weekend. And again, those both are donated. All the proceeds, every single dollar from those card raffles is going directly to the canine unit. So
that's awesome. So as folks, Jenny, as they're walking and checking out the different vendors and their showcases, they can get some great food. They can give back to a great cause as well.
Yep, we've got just, again, a ton of vendors. There's going to be displays. A lot of them are going to have drawings or giveaways at their tables. Then we're going to have all the food. Then, like Tyler just explained, a couple new raffles this year. So our goal this year is, I think, to double our money that we made last year. Right, guys?
Oh,
yeah. Yep, with those couple of extra raffles, some more food on hand. I know they ran out of food. I'm not saying early, but literally ran out of food. So, I mean, it's amazing. Food was awesome. So, yeah, we've got a lot of vendors. Pretty much anybody that was there last year, we had, I think, close to 30, which we have most of them returning this year. Some that are not going to be there, but we do have some newer ones this year, too, that are going to be there that we've added on. So, just a great list of people.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Awesome. Good deal. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.